You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat, featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news.
Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat.
Hey!
Sean, you twerking over there?
Hey.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, DJ Jesse Jannity. We are here for The Beat. Thank y'all for tuning in. We are joined by the voice of L.A., special guest, Yes Your Tease.
Hey.
What up, girl?
I'm here.
I'm excited because you're about to turn up.
I know. I'm ready.
You know,
what's really in these cups?
You know, I have my favorite co-host here, though. We got Miss Queen.
What up? I'm in the building.
Sir Sean Allen.
What up? I'm in the building.
Yesy girl. We have a lot to talk about, but one thing this week that happened that we really need to talk about is these remakes that's going on, because did y'all hear about Rodney Jerkins talking about he's going to remake The Boy Is Mine with Ariana Grande and Jessie J?
No, I did not hear about that. Yeah. Really?
The Boy Is Not Monica,
like,
and Brandy
classic
song?
Yeah, I was just going to say.
No.
Like, that song?
They shouldn't touch it.
I'm just like, create something different. I get the aspect. Maybe the video, make it look like that video, but don't touch the song.
I wouldn't.
What he said is he's going to recreate, he's releasing an album next year with all his hits. So Sam Smith is doing It's Not Right, It's Okay, Whitney Houston, Ariana Grande, and
Jessie J.
Jesse J is doing The Boy Is Mine.
No.
Yeah. So it's like a remix album?
No, it's not a remix. He's having current artists cover his hit songs.
His hit songs. So they're cover.
Yeah.
But I don't know about Jesse. I love Jesse J. I think she's talented. But you know, Monica and Brandy killed it. Is that my phone going off? I'm sorry.
That's okay.
That's just Elijah Blake. Shout out to Elijah Blake.
Shout out to Elijah Blake. I don't know who you are.
What up? He's an artist with No ID and signed to Def Jam, Rock Nation.
I think the Music Man right here.
But we covered one of his songs or two of his songs here.
Oh, we did? Okay, yeah. Well, then
he
like him.
He writes for like Rihanna, a whole bunch
Okay.
Shout out to Elijah Blake.
Hi, Elijah.
My thing with The Boy Is Mine is this. Like,
you need
I really like Ariana Grande's voice, but I don't like need it to be touching that song. Now, Jessie J, I feel like maybe she could at like a VH1 Divas performance.
Right.
But like,
to redo it, the entire song.
Now, I would like this to be on the album, because Rodney didn't do Baby One More Time. He did what Britney song? He did Overprotected.
Because
I was like, I really want to hear TLC do the version of Baby One More Time, because Baby One More Time by Britney Spears was supposed to be for TLC.
Right.
I would love to hear their version.
Ooh.
Wow.
I don't know if I want to hear the 2014 version of TLC singing that.
A little R&B soul to it.
Well, let's move on, because from one tragedy to another, y'all.
Oh, God. What's going on?
Let's just hold hands for
this. Oh, my God. Let us pray.
So Lifetime on Saturday released the Aaliyah biopic.
You know, I didn't even get to see it because everybody just said it was so bad. It was horrible. I was just like, do I even want to waste my time?
I'm with Yessi. I didn't even watch it. I was like, it's not even worth me watching it. All the memes and everything that was growing across the social network. I was like, I'm not watching this. I'm not even going to waste my brains.
Right.
My brain cells. It's
okay,
not worth it.
I'm exactly with y'all, but I was wait, I'm hosting a show and I can't just walk up on there and be like, it was whack and I hadn't seen it.
Okay,
so I was
I respect that.
So I
because I went on my radio show not knowing.
Oh, no.
I was like, nope.
So here's the thing. I went to and attempted to watch it.
Okay. Oh, he said attempted.
Attempted, okay.
When I saw Elise Neal as Gladys Knight.
What?
Talking to the young Aaliyah, and she wasn't even looking. She was like, girl, here's what you need to do. I was like, Elise Neal, you are the only actress up in here, and you ain't even acting. Like, bitch, don't be on Hollywood Divas talking about reality TV stars, bitch, when your acting skills need to boop.
Wow.
Turn up the music.
She was the only, name brand person in the movie. And she didn't
Did you watch
it?
So let me ask you a question, Jesse, since you're the only one that watched it here.
Right.
Was it the script itself, or was it the actors as well? Was like the storyline at least cool?
No, I heard none of it.
I think it was.
It was focused on the R. Kelly story.
It was very inaccurate.
I fast forwarded through a lot of it because I was just because I would watch some scenes. I'm like, this is just making me uncomfortable. But here's the thing: I'm gonna give Lifetime and Wendy this.
Okay.
It's a Lifetime fucking movie.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Lifetime movies are fucking whack.
Okay, they're right? A little corny.
They're corny
yes.
and play. Now, I mean, the one Lifetime movie I will say that was everything.
Please
is,
say Saved by the Bell.
No, but no, but it's the bitch from Full House, and she was she had the stalker boyfriend who was from The Wonder Years. Do you remember that Lifetime
what?
Movie they used to play? They used to play it, and he ended up killing her and leaving her body in the.
No. What? All
right, that's the only good Lifetime movie. But
he here's just the thing. Told on himself. You watch Lifetime. You are a Lifetime
girl. They
watcher.
Used to play that in my school.
What?
For like rape cases and things like that. They used to play that Lifetime movie.
Wait a second. I think I know yes. which one you're talking about.
Not Melissa Joan Hart.
No, not Candace. Candace yes. Cameron, right?
Yep.
I remember that.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh, guys. Like, dude.
No,
they
I
did.
Don't.
They did.
They did. That was when Lifetime was actually really good. Like, yep. they did documentary type movies.
Yeah. Lifetime
like,
is still good.
This can happen to you, kids.
Because the show that I worked on and did hair for, Tanisha Thomas.
Go ahead,
Girlfriend
girl.
Intervention. That was a good show. Girlfriend Intervention.
And
shameless plug.
No.
Saved by the Bell was corny, but shout outs to my boy Julian, who played A.C. Slater.
Oh, the
Mario
untold
Lopez.
Story,
yeah,
right?
The untold story.
Now you're going to make me go home and watch it because isn't it on Netflix? I think it's on sure. Netflix.
What is? The Saved
by
the Bell,
by the Bell show.
Yeah, and Netflix. The Aaliyah one's up too. And I mean,
on Netflix?
No, it's not up on that Mr. World premiere. I don't know if I should even put that out there, but that's fine. But anyways,
that's my site.
So the best part about the movie was these memes that was going around. It had me dying because it's just so true. It's just you look at this casting and I'm like,
what?
No, and I don't want to shade the girl who's playing Aaliyah because it's like, if you were in her position, you know what I mean? Here's an opportunity of a lifetime.
But you know what? She should have did more research on Aaliyah before
she should have
played the role.
She said she did, but I was just looking at this bit like, girl, first of all.
She didn't even kill the role like that.
Mm.
And they said that Wendy Williams tweeted out her favorite Aaliyah song is Let Me Know. We know what song she's talking about, but the song is called At Your Best.
Yep.
Right,
so
like right, right.
Because of the hooks is let me know.
So
yeah.
They didn't even know what they were doing. They just mm-hmm. made a movie because they could make some money and some ratings off of it.
And the ratings are the highest ratings Lifetime's ever had.
Yep.
So
they say good bad publicity could be good
publicity.
And
yeah.
I'm sure Wendy Williams was a trending topic on Twitter that day, and so was Aaliyah.
Now,
so.
Wendy went on her show on Monday, obviously knowing all of the backlash that she got.
Of course.
And totally disregarded it. And now here's my thing, Wendy. Like, girl, you be clocking everyone's tea, but now mm-hmm. you got dirt under your carpet, girl. You should lift that dirt up and spoke on.
That's true. You make a good point.
Culture vultures, like, didn't give a fuck at all. They just made a movie.
Yeah.
And try to, you know, capitalize off of a legacy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that America is very, for some reason, we're really invested in Aaliyah.
Yep.
More than, like, Left Eye, I think. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, that's true.
We're very invested in Aaliyah. Well,
Aaliyah was like a princess to
her. Yeah, so that was very disrespectful to the family and the fans.
See, I think they went in contract thinking that they were going to get the rights to the music, work with the family, and then when the family was so against it and seeing that what they were putting together, I think they had already put it out there that they were doing the biopic, so it was like they either had to pull it all back, which is what they should have done,
right.
Personally, or, you know, Wendy threw together, because, I mean, there were, how do you do an Aaliyah biopic with no Aaliyah music?
Right.
No.
Yeah.
What? There wasn't any Aaleyah music?
The At Your Best.
No, but that's not
that's it?
Because that's a cover song.
That is the Ivesy Brothers song.
So, it was horrible, but...
Moving right along. You see how I got crickets just right. that fast? That damn movie.
It just puts me in pause. Moving on.
Moving on.
All right, so let's get into some new music, some new videos. I love Lil Mama. I have supported Lil Mama because I just feel like people just shit
they
on
just,
her
life. Yeah, they crap all over her
but
sometimes.
She fucking killed that role on that TLC movie, though.
Yep.
She made that TLC movie.
And right. she's a positive force in hip-hop, and I just love what she's about.
And the cypher. Did you guys see the BET cypher? She killed that one, too.
Yeah. Her music is not good, though. But she's dope, though.
Yeah.
Her music is trash.
I'm a rapper, though, because she's from Harlem. Yeah. I'm from Queens, so it's all good.
Yeah.
All right, so this is... And I love that MC Lyte messes so hard with Lil Mama. Like, MC Lyte does not let no one talk badly about Lil Mama.
She's aging well.
And let's take a look at this video. This is MC Lyte, Lil Mama, and AV.
She still got it, yo.
Mm-hmm. Get it.
Hey.
Got a little Rhythm Nation right there.
I know, right?
That looks right.
MC Light, Lil Mama, AV, check that video out. It's dope as hell. I love MC Light because she's consistent.
Can't even say because she's a legend.
Yeah, she's a legend.
She is a freaking legend. And she looks good as hell. She aged well.
She ages well. She takes care of her body. She's very health conscious.
Yes.
And exercise. I've had a chance to meet her and had a chance to talk to her, but she's intimidating too. Like,
mm-hmm. I would have never thought.
Respect.
Right. Bow down.
Right.
Bow down. I would have never thought that MC Light from the 90s would turn out to look this great in 2014. She looks amazing. Mm-hmm. Queen Latifah, she's on a whole nother level, though.
Yeah.
You can't even
MC Light be out here DJing these like big parties and stuff, and she be killing.
Yeah, she looks amazing. Does.
Shout out to MC Light.
She stay working.
She stay working.
She be doing those Pizza Hut commercials.
Get that coin.
God bless her.
All right, so K Michelle, we played one of her videos last week. We're gonna play this one. This is called Maybe I Should Call. She's just releasing music after music after music, and I'm happy.
She's killing
it
right now.
I love this look that she's giving.
Yeah,
she really upped her game.
Short little Bob.
You know what? I feel so awful for the things I didn't know, for the things that I knew. The only thing I can say now is that I lost a friend. I need my friend. I miss my friend. I just feel stupid. I will always love you. And what's best for you is not me.
That booty is everything.
How you doing?
Long distance in the way, oh, what could be, even when you're not with me. She's having a child I should have carried. I'd be damned if y'all get married.
Okay, Michelle, maybe I should call. Make sure you guys check that out.
That's from the heart.
She goes in. I really wanted to show the beginning of that because I'm loving this new K Michelle that we're getting. Mm-hmm. She's being much open about
confident in her, like, just this is what happened. This is what it is, and not scared. She's really showing off.
I think she's one of the realest artists out right now who's telling her story. I'm anticipating her album because it's stories after stories after stories. It's not like it's just random singing like, oh, he squeezed my butt yesterday.
Right.
This is like, yo, she's having a baby that I'm supposed to carry.
We'll remix that.
Is she, word. You feel me? It's like, I feel her so deep. And I love K Michelle. I'm anticipating her album. As a matter of fact, tonight when we're done, I'm probably going to do the prepay.
The pre-order.
Mm-hmm. She's everything.
Yeah. All y'all go out there and do the pre-order for Camus. Let's support Camus.
And her show is doing great.
It's the funniest thing.
Her show is so good.
I love her.
Well, all right. So speaking of her show, you on Love & Hip Hop. So one thing that I've watched with Love & Hip Hop is a lot of people get tied to it, and some people come out that you just never thought had a singing career, and all of a sudden they have a singing career.
Oh, everybody has singing career. You do know this girl, right? Because Queen has had a chance to meet some of the ladies, and everyone has a singing career.
Yeah, well, you know, don't throw me in. I'm just saying.
But okay, so within that, I'm gonna keep it on a positive train. We're gonna
stay positive. We're gonna leave. You know, I still gotta work.
We're gonna leave
these
the
people.
Love & Hip Hop talk for Monday nights
and you
at
too,
After Buzz.
I know. So do
be
I.
Be good, yes.
So
I am. You look pretty.
Kay Michelle, to me, I'm so impressed with what we saw from Kay Michelle on the show, because she had kind of gotten some bad PR from the show. How she changed everything around. Now she has her own TV show. She grew from this. Her look is just so much more elevated.
She's coming out saying, I'm here, bitches, and I'm here to stay.
What do you think was the switch from, you know, really kind of making an artist realize on Love & Hip Hop? Because I feel like a lot of people go on there and they say, okay, I have a music career. I have to start all this drama to create this buzz for my name. I feel like K. Michelle went a whole nother direction with it.
I think, yeah, like, I think with reality TV show, like, for me being personally, like, from my personal experience, watching myself on television and kind of seeing everybody's social media, you know, comments about you and how you portrayed yourself, it, for me, was like a boost of confidence as to, like, all right, cool, well, they fucks with me because I'm not coming out here starting shit. Right. I'm really just coming out giving Morgan some really great advice from what I think is great advice, some woman empowerment stuff. And people, you know, people agree with me. And that just kind of gave me a boost of confidence. Be like, all right, fuck it, I could do this.
Yep.
With right. K. Michelle, you know, maybe that, everyone has a way of turning something negative into a positive. And so that's probably was like, oh, this is what it is. This is what they think it is. This is what it really is. Fuck that. And I'm going to show everybody what it is.
So it's about being honest with yourself, yeah. of watching yourself on TV. Cause I mean, I know what it is when you get that negative feedback and you yeah. just be like,
Like I promise.
But you have to take everything and flip it into yeah. the positive.
I think it's real. I think, well, her being real, you can't deny her. She we watched her grow. Mm-hmm. She came in raw and we literally watched her grow. Why? Right. Because she stayed real from the beginning until now. This is who she is. And this is why I fucking love her. She's not throwing up no smoke screens. Yes, I like bitches. Yes, I like dick. Yes.
Yeah, my booty fake.
Yes, my booty fake. Yo, she went and got lipo on my TV. Like, she really don't give a fuck. This is who she is. She has nothing to hide. And I think by us watching her grow, we had no other choice but to see the K. Michelle that she is today.
Yeah, see, I want to talk about you, though. Your story is really awesome.
My story?
Your story.
Okay, talk to me about my story.
Well, okay, I love hustling. I love people who are about, you know, that grind.
Yeah.
I never knew that you was traveling from California to Vegas on a weekly basis.
I was on a weekly basis for like 3 months.
So let's talk about this hosting world.
Yeah, the radio world.
The radio world.
It's kind of crazy. Like when I first got the job in Vegas, it was just part time. It was only Saturdays and Sundays.
Because you went to school for media.
Yeah, I went to school for media for radio broadcasting, and I was still working full time.
What had made you, inspired you to want to go to school for that?
It was honestly, I didn't know it was radio I wanted to do. I wanted to do something in entertainment and music because I love music. Since I can remember singing and dancing, I loved music. So, I mean, I was in choir and did that for like a few years throughout high school. So when I heard this commercial on radio, they're like, yeah, do you love music? Do you love entertainment? I was like, I love music, you know. So I checked the school out, and it was part of the curriculum was broadcasting, you know, doing your own studio time. There was like other projects involved with music editing and behind the scenes stuff. And I was like, all right, let me try this studio stuff. And this is part of the curriculum. And it just kind of, you know, my teacher was like, yo, you're really good at this.
Stuck with you.
Yeah. And it stuck with me the day she said, this is what you should be doing.
Wow.
This is your calling.
Confirmation.
Growing up. Wow. Who inspired you musically, or you know, was there a radio host that you used to listen to all the time, or musically, who made you want to be involved with music?
Well, once like my teacher, well, musically, like growing up into music, my mom really was the one that inspired me, and I never really told her that, but I remember as a little girl, my mom learned how to speak English listening to English music, because our first language, my first language too, was Spanish, so. When my mom came here to the States, her English wasn't very good. So she would listen to English music. She would listen to the Bee Gees and Madonna, and she would listen to, you know, Motley Crue and all these pop artists at that time. And she would listen to them, and that's how she kind of learned English. And I remember just, she was always happy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We were always singing in the car, and we were happy. And so that's what I think sparked that love for music.
And then,
a memory.
Yeah, it's a memory that I've never told her. So,
well, there you go, Mama.
Thank
you. She wanted to say thank you, Mom.
Yeah, thanks, Mom.
So, in this industry, it's real hard.
Yeah.
You got a lot of competition. Mm-hmm. Everyone trying to steal your seat.
Absolutely.
How do you stay positive, and how do you keep on pushing to, you know, to get the courage to say, you know what, this job, it's in Vegas. I'm just going to do it. I'm going to grind out there. I'm going to drive. I'm going to make this drive instead of being like, because there's a lot of people who say, it's in Vegas. Like, that doesn't
even make
sense.
Oh, my gosh. My mom was even like, what are you doing? Why are you putting miles on your car? You know, look at all the gas money you're spending.
Right.
And I didn't really care. I didn't care because I was doing something I wanted to do.
Passion.
And you know what's so crazy is my mindset back then was, and my homegirl just posted something on Facebook. She posted an old yearbook comment that I made in her book, right? And in there it said, love like there's never any pain, work like money never existed. Mm. And I put that in her yearbook, and she sent me a screenshot. She's like, this is why who you are now. Mm. And I was like, oh, shoot, I thought like that back then. I didn't even realize I thought like that, you know?
Boss status.
So I think that just kind of helped me just figure it out. You know
who installed that mentality for you?
My dad. Without him telling me, I'm a really good observer. Mm-hmm. Like, I was very shy in school. I'm Capricorn.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, in high school, I was really shy. You know, I didn't speak. First of all, when I came out here, well, I was born out here, but since English was my first language, I was, like, in ESL classes. I mean, Spanish was my first language. I was in ESL classes.
Right.
So I didn't really have any friends. I grew up in a very predominantly white community. And so I was, like, one of the very few Latinas. So I didn't really talk to any friends.
Right.
And then on top of that, we rented out rooms from apartments. We didn't have an apartment to ourselves. My family and I rented a room with other families. Mm. So I could never invite my friends over.
Right.
So it sheltered me. It made me be just really just to myself. You feel me?
Wow.
And it just made me observe. It made me just watch. Right. Since I was just by myself all the time, I just watch other people and see how they would communicate. And my dad was such a hard worker. He had like 3 jobs on top of being a father to me. So he would always, you know, come home late from waiting tables, and he'd count the money in front of me, and he's like, all right, this is what we're going to do. This is the money that's going to go for gas. This is the money that's going to go for electricity. And he would just kind of show me. He's like, and now this is all we have left, you know? So and he would put those work ethics in me since I was younger.
Humble beginnings.
Yes, that was
my
dad.
For
real.
I feel her. I've been on my own since I was 17, and my first apartment was a rent a room. I've rented rooms like a few times, but you know what? And I am alone, and that's why I can move from the East Coast to the West Coast
by
myself.
Yeah, I think that's why you can do it.
I'm here alone.
Yeah.
And I'm okay.
Yeah.
Because we're you know, we're by ourselves. It's all good, though.
Right.
God is good, because look.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Hey, girl.
Go on,
Young
great.
California.
Yes, that's Young California.
Tell us about where Young California started, where it stemmed from.
It stemmed from really DJ Amen up in the Bay within a conversation. And actually, a lot of people don't know this, but the name came from I Am Sue.
Really?
I Am Sue from HBK Gang. Mm-hmm. I Am Sue and Amen were really just buddies and growing at that time. And I Am Sue just one day was like, man, we got to do this like for Young California. And then he just took that name and he was like, wow, that's something special.
Right.
So Amen met Charisma. Me and Charisma have always been close since she started at Power. Her and I just kind of always had each other's back since we were the only two females, really doing something. No disrespect to any of the other women doing something like that, but we just kind of always leaned to each other, right?
Right.
So Charisma was like, yo, I need you to meet Amen. Because, you know, we're about to start this Young California movement. I'm like, okay, I don't know what it is, but I'm in. You know, I don't know what it is. So we get on the phone, me, Amen, Charisma. And then, and I was like, Amen, so what's up? What's this Young California? What are we doing? He's like, I don't know what it is, yes, but when we figure it out, we're all going to do it. But are you in?
I
said, I'm in. And then we just started saying Young California. Like, hey, you're from Cali? Cool. You represent the West Coast? You represent young artists? You're Young California.
Wow.
Why was that so important for you specifically to be a part of something like that?
Because it wasn't enough. There wasn't a platform to showcase the talent that LA had.
Mm. Mm.
And there was a time where rappers were protesting in front of Power 106 to get their music played. And because we were in a different genre of music.
Well, explain that. I'm from the East Coast, so
right.
I wasn't out here. So before, because when I came out here, it's kind of when West Coast music really started making noise on a large level. So for me, it was really interesting coming out here at that specific time because I just felt like, well, this must be what California's like.
Right.
Just turned up, drinking 40s on the sidewalk. So y'all were playing, because I know, like, if we look at music and hip-hop specifically, you know, New York was making a lot of noise, mm-hmm. and New York kind of slowed down, and then it was the strip clubs in Atlanta. Right.
And there was a hyphy movement. Yep. Remember the hyphy movement? Yep. Mm-hmm. And then there was like this hip-hop EDM vibe, you know,
which
happening.
I feel like we're going to get back into for some reason.
You keep saying that.
I do, because I Am Sue, what's that? Problem, and then, what's the other one? I Am Sue, Sage of the Gemini. These three guys and Big Sean, there's just something about those four guys for me. Just they are the new young hip hop to me, mm-hmm. and what they're going to do for hip hop, I'm really excited for, and what I've seen out of them, and it's amazing because Sage the Gemini and I Am Sue, I'm obsessed with these guys.
You'll probably enjoy Salva. Salva, okay. It does a lot of work with Problem, and he does a lot of work with these young cats, but he has like ASAP Ferg and Young Thug and Schoolboy Q, but it's like EDM hip hop. It's like this futuristic hip hop. So check him out when you can. But yeah, so this is what this Young California movement was, and it was so important because there was like no music, right? So we're like, how do we give these artists the platform because they're really talented?
What was the biggest struggle kind of putting it together and building it?
People not... the believers and non-believers. That was the biggest struggle. People, right. I remember we would be on air, me and Charisma, and we'd be like, Shout out to Young California. And people would be like, Young California, what's that? Oh, shout out to Young California. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then we all worked our asses off to really just promote it and give it a brand and give it a platform and show up. And now, you know, you got the Chris Browns and the Tigers and the Kid Inks and the Big Sean's, rapping even though Sean hard. From Detroit, mm-hmm. he just loves what we did mm-hmm. for him back in the day and where he's at now. And it's just like almost like he's from LA, you know? So E-40 was like one of the first early believers to really just kind of co-sign the whole movement. And, you know, now we got 3 years. Today we celebrate 3 years of Young California. It's a birthday celebration.
Congratulations.
Yeah, man. So we got a big party tonight at the OM Nightclub.
Hey. Hey. Are we talking
about We're invited.
Well, I mean, I'm not dressed for that.
Girl, what you talking about? You got your titties out, your hair is done.
No. You know I got to put on something else than a heel. I don't even have a heel on. I have on a sandal.
You just
got to
put on the heels, girl. You're good.
I mean, I got my jugs out today because, you know, I just felt like giving her a little bit of air.
Yes.
They needed to breathe. I keep them closed up.
I'm sure the fellas would appreciate it too, girls.
They not ready for me. I'm too aggressive for these men out here in LA, but moving right along. You look amazing
right
in this picture. Your
Thank
hair
you.
Looks
I appreciate
awesome.
It.
I love
it's
your
a lot
outfit.
Of makeup.
You look beautiful. You look beautiful.
Thank you. Some extensions with the right lighting.
That looks really good.
All right, so you've been with Power 106 for how long now?
8 years. Going
wow.
on 9.
Dang, girl. Mm-hmm. You can catch 10 to 3.
Yeah, 10 to 3, and the assistant music director as well.
Assistant
music director. Yeah.
What does that entail for the station?
It's basically I'm in charge of programming, so I help program the station, and I'm in all the music meetings, and part of the decision making as to what music changes we're going to make. We're looking at charts. We're looking at what everyone else is playing across the country, just being more of a voice.
And when you were asked to fill that role, what was something that you made sure you wanted to bring to the station?
Artists that were not being seen. Mm. Artists that needed more shine. Right. I wanted to be their voice.
Just West Coast or just...
And in general. I just wanted to be their voice. That's it. And so it was a lot of like going to the studios, going to listening sessions when Ty Dolla $ign was not even Ty Dolla $ign. Like it was just, yo, we're going to go see Eric Bellinger. We're going to go see this new cat who's opening up. His name is G-Eazy or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just a lot of those.
Was there a specific underground artist that really moved you to want to fight for them?
Eric Bellinger.
Really?
Yeah, he's one of my favorites because he's written so much.
Yeah.
He's a songwriter. So because he's a songwriter, he now wanted to become an artist, right, himself.
Which is a hard crossover.
Mm-hmm. Really hard. To
really you wouldn't hard. Think it would be because you think, I know everybody in the business.
No, but everybody wants that hit.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Neo did it. Neo's the one who showed that can work. A lot of people have done it. But
absolutely.
Neo, I think
he's the one that
really did it.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
And still writing.
Right.
What happened to Lionel Richie?
Oh, Lana, yeah, like, well, I mean, damn it. We're talking about our era. What the hell are we going to know about a goddamn Lionel Richie in 2014?
Well, y'all should be knowing about Lionel Richie.
I mean, we know about him, but we're not following that man. We talking about his damn kids in 2014. Yeah. He said, Lana Richie. See the book. This is the smart man. Okay.
Being in radio, you get a lot of no's. You get a lot of people telling you about yourself.
Yeah, of course.
Telling you about your personality.
Of course.
You know.
What I need to do with my face.
Exactly. You know?
Yeah. Oh,
so,
whatever.
So for you, what's kind of something that got you over those negative criticisms? Was that something that you ever were worried about? Or having, you know, being this voice.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you feel like a lot of responsibility on you? Do you feel like you have to take in the negative and kind of change to yourself?
Or? All of that. Like, I really just, it was like a pressure, you know? Like, mm-hmm. added pressure. Like, oh, dang, I don't want to let anybody down. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I was like, dang, I'm such a people pleaser. Mm-hmm. I really love pleasing people. I love hosting people. I love being my biggest joy is to see a smile on your face, right. your face. Aww. You guys don't have a smile on your face, something's wrong. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure doing my job. And that was just in general before radio. So to see somebody, I'm not doing that for them, it would make me feel bad. And it would make me question myself, like, what am I doing wrong? And then I had to realize, yes, you can't please everybody.
I was just about to say that. You
can't. You can't please everybody. And it took me a long time to realize that.
Who makes you smile? Shit.
My family, my kids, my babies. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, they'll drive me crazy. But every now and then you get this one little tiny little light of air, like, they actually responded. You know what I'm saying? Like, they actually responded to my question, and they're like, they responded. So I love them, but, you know, other than that, so that's probably.
Doing with radio, you also live all the time.
You're live all the time. Yeah. You gotta be.
Is there a moment for you that you were just like, I cannot believe that happened live on air?
Oh, yeah.
That's a really good moment for you.
Jeez, that's a really hard question. And it's a hard question. Yeah, because there's been so many great live moments on air. You know, when Big Sean and Naya came in together.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? To premiere her song. Big Sean came in popping a bottle of champagne. Like, ooh, we got to pop bottles. My girl's about to, you know, Yessie, we got to do this right. And we were all, you know, that was live. Mm. You know, that. And then look at them now.
Yeah. Right. Now he's talking about, I don't fuck with you. You stupid motherfucker, I don't fuck with you. Right. Now he's cussing out on the goddamn radio.
Right?
Sorry. And yeah, because that Open Wide song at the end, he'd be like, mm-hmm. you know who this song about.
Yeah,
he said, I don't give a fuck.
Exactly.
He said, stupid hoe. I can't.
Yeah.
Ooh. What's one of your best interviews that kind of, because sometimes you can get on a deep level with mm-hmm. some of these people.
Absolutely.
Someone that you sat down with that really inspired you.
Yo, Pharrell. Pharrell.
I love
and
him.
What was it
we
about?
We took the interview off radio at that point after I ran the pieces on air. He and I just sat in the studio for like 30 minutes talking about branding and talking about his fans and his quintessential, you know, of music and what it meant to him just to have he'd rather have like 1,000 hardcore solid fans as opposed to 1,000,000 people who just love his music.
Right.
You know, like,
which that's a real artist.
Right. So it was just that, and from what he ate in the morning
for
breakfast.
I'm about to ask you, did he give you his secret on how he stayed looking like he's never aging?
Guys, let me tell you, he invested in this company called Liquipel. What they do is they inject your phone with this serum, and you can, the man took his phone, he made a phone call, dropped the phone in water, took it out, and still spoke to the person on the other line. Then he took a bowling ball and dropped it on. Pharrell is invested in this company. I think they injected him.
Are you serious? Liquipel? Is that what it's called?
Liquid Google. It's $65. They'll change your phone. It's like north, a half hour from LA.
Oh, wow.
Sure the fuck do.
Oh, we got.
Right, we gonna do a road trip for the Liquid Pill.
We all gonna be in the car like, where you going, girl? You ain't know we're going to get that. What is it called?
Liquipel Gemini. I am Sue and Sage Gemini. I'll win it.
All right.
Right.
We got to get all that hookup. All
right. Now, you got, I just found out that you're going to be on in Latina magazine, girl.
Yeah.
You're going to be on that cover.
Latina.
Latina magazine. Shout out to the amazing Melissa in the building. She's an amazing publicist. So, you know, we went to the Latina magazine party not too long ago, and a couple nights ago, actually. Mm-hmm. Wow, like last week.
Everyone
was there.
I seen Samaya. I haven't seen Samaya in
how
long.
Yeah, Jasmine V, Cheekies. What's up, Miss Cheekies? Everybody was there. So, Gina Rodriguez, she was there. So we just met the editors, and next thing you know, they're like, yes, we were going to put you in the April issue. So
that's
like,
dope.
That's good because you're making movements out here.
Thank you.
That's what you're doing.
Thank you, man. That's going to be a dope and really honor. You know, it's so funny because my mom, you know, she's like, I'm like, Mom, she's like, what are you going to do? I'm like, I'm going to watch Love and Hip Hop. I'm on right now. And she's like, okay. And she just walks away, right? So, Mom, I went to go, I did this really amazing red carpet for this award show, whatever. So, Mom, La Opinion asked me, La Opinion? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That's huge to her.
I was like, Mom, you know, Azteca TV, you know, they were going to interview me. She said, Azteca was going to interview me. I could be on like Fox or KTLA, but nope, doesn't care. But you put me on Televisa or Univision, now we're talking.
So what kind of projects do we have coming up for you?
So I'm working on, obviously, the magazine. We got the book happening. Mm. I got a book coming out next year in 2015 with my homegirl, Cecilia.
What
are
we going to be talking about?
So my homegirl, Cece, and I, shout out to Cecilia and Mamacita, 935KDay. She and I did this book together. We were on the phone. This is literally how it happened. We're on the phone. We're telling each other what kind of bullshit the men in our lives was giving us, right? And we're like, girl, can you believe this is happening? Like, this should not be happening to women like us. Like, we're strong, we're beautiful, you know? Yeah. We're like, no, they're so dumb. And she's like, girl, we need to write a book. I said, well, you know, we should write a book. And the next thing you know, because a lot of people don't believe that we go through these heartaches and we go through all this drama, you know, that we're like, let's just write a book. So what we did was we gathered 20 other women in the industry, and some that weren't in the industry, but most of them in the industry, put them together, and we just got them drunk, and we went through and shared all the stories. So what we did now is kind of like this novelty book of how we came out of it, what we did to come out of it, kind of empowering the women. We shared the stories. And so that's kind of like the direction.
So each woman have a chapter, that. Or you just
no, we just kind of
compile.
It's okay, compile them all.
Okay, awesome. One.
So it's cool. You
I would love to read that. So, you know, I'm all for
have
the
to
fashion.
Buy that book.
Yeah, huh?
I'm gonna have to get that book.
Yeah, and the worst excuses. There's a worst excuse section in there of all the bullshit excuse men have given us. And yes, you will.
Can you give us one?
Yeah, sure. One of the worst excuses we've heard was, I didn't have Wi-Fi, so I couldn't call you back.
Oh, my God.
First
figure
of all,
something else better than that.
But you know what, though? Sometimes that really be their excuse.
Go outside!
No, first of all, I'm mad y'all are mad at that. I'm mad at the fact that he needs Wi-Fi to call me.
Right!
First of all, ladies, if you fucking with someone that needs Wi-Fi to call you, bye.
Right. Bye-bye.
And they can get on their skateboard and ride home because you know they ain't got a car.
Yeah.
And that's some L.A. shit.
Right. Or, you know, the one, like, I just wanted to see if I still had game. That's why I got her number.
What?
Oh, wow.
Like,
someone said that out loud?
Yeah, like, what? You just wanted to see if you still had game? Get the fuck out of my face.
Wow.
I really, honestly, this was a pickup line, and I really did hear this at a club, Esquilita's in New York City. This man really said to someone, did you just fart?
What?
Because you blew me away. That was a real pickup line. I really heard somebody
so
say that.
What?
I swear on everything. I just, like, no. I pulled the Kermit, like.
No. No.
Swear.
That's the worst.
Pick up on.
No. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get into this. Let's talk about some good shit. So the six mix. Yes, I'm gonna play six songs.
Okay.
And we're gonna talk about them. We're gonna listen to them, and we're gonna give an honest opinion.
Sounds
here.
Good.
So Big Sean has a song called Kingpin.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a listen. This shit pops right here.
Kingpin. to my fucking set. I'm working till we fucking set. Whoa. I take her to the crib, record a movie on the bed. Yeah, that's the fucking set. If we alone for 5 minutes, she alive. She say we ain't fucking yet. I'm up an ex, she love the boy, I love respect. She hug the boy, I hug myself, I love myself. And I'ma get fucked up till they carry me outside. Only way you stopping me is if you gon' shoot me down or bury me alive. Nigga, we did it. We did it, we did it, we did it. We gon' do what we do for the night, then tomorrow fuck around, come back and relive it.
Kingpin, Big
Sean. He's a king on that one.
R.L. Grime, he worked with on that one. Like I said, I just love Big Sean. I love his flow. Mm-hmm. I love his approach on music. He gives me a little bit of Kanye West, but he does have this almost like a little West Coast flow. And
yeah, mm-hmm.
a little swag sprinkled on it.
Yeah, he does. I mean, I've known Sean since the mixtape days. And what we, you know, Charisma and I, when we first had him on our internet show, what we fell in love with him was he was so real. Mm-hmm. You know, he was so honest, and he was so like telling a story of what his real life was like back then. And it was just, and it is now. Yep. It's still true now. Like, he don't give a fuck. You know what I mean?
He don't give a fuck.
He don't give a fuck.
What y'all think of the song?
I like it. I think it's cool. I like his flow. I definitely like his flow on this song.
I see his growth, like, as an artist.
Yeah, you could definitely hear his growth. Man. Absolutely.
Really, really dope. So, I'm fucking with it.
But you need to fuck with that microphone and speak
into
it.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were gonna call him out.
Well, why don't you slide the shit over if you're comfortable?
Because I'm just sitting here like, they know we live.
I was like,
so.
I wonder if he's gonna talk.
My girl, come on, talk
his
into the
chair
mic.
Keeps sliding.
Yeah. That's fine.
That's okay. That's all right. Okay.
Well, this song, my roommate played this song the other day.
Oh, yeah.
This shit is
my shit.
I finally Omarion, because no,
don't do that. I love him.
I love Omarion.
That's my dude.
Did you just go back to Icebox?
Yeah, that was his biggest song.
No, Timber, it's not.
Icebox is his biggest shit.
What's Icebox?
Yes.
I would think probably actually.
What about, remember Entourage?
Yeah.
Never Touch.
Touch. Touch.
Yeah, that was dope.
All right, yeah, but I mean, anything from like 2000, what was that, 5 to now, like, has been kind of iffy.
You gotta cut him some slack, too. You gotta be nice to.
Not only that, he's cool as shit. Like,
yeah,
the fucks with him.
He's super cool,
yo.
Yeah, yeah, but that's fine, but we talk about his music.
All right, so let's hear what we. So let me hear what you over here talking
so
about.
So I love this. This is Omarion, Chris Brown, Janae Aiko, Post to Be.
All right, let's see what this is supposed to be. Breezy. I love Chris Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Yo chick,
what's that on that beat?
Hey.
Yo chick, come close to me. She ain't going home where she supposed to be.
Hey.
I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. Oh, all my niggas close to me. And all the mother niggas where they supposed to be. Oh, the hoes go for me. Now your chicks in the pit like post for me. Oh, that's how I supposed to be. Yeah, that's how I supposed to be. Yeah, that's how I'm supposed to be. Everything look like I'm supposed to be. Pull up to the club and they go up.
Omarion, Chris Brown, Janae Aiko, Post
yes.
to Be.
Love it. Supposed to be.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay, I love Omarion. I love this song, but I can't help but say.
Oh my God, say it. If you say what I think you're going to say,
what's she going to say?
Kind of sounds yep. like.
Show me main chick every single Chris Brown song.
No,
we came to do. Came to do.
By who?
By Chris Brown.
I thought it sounded like, oh. Really want it.
All
these
yes.
Songs,
yes.
Yeah,
that's
the
came to be.
Yeah,
I mean,
I
came to do.
I love that
came
song.
Came to do. That's came to
see,
do.
See, I was going
to
say.
I came to do. You.
This
you
new
don't
Chris
know what I came to do. You. Yeah,
this
I like
this new
that.
Chris Brown. Anyone that gets on a track with Chris Brown, it kind of has this Chris Brown sound.
Yeah.
I love him.
And I love him, but I'm just looking like Kid Ink could have been on the track.
Yeah, like, I could have heard
you know
Kid Ink on this
well,
track for sure.
But hey, if it works.
I love Mustard. All his shit sound the same. But it's dope, though, because I turn up when I hear it.
Yeah. So, we all turn up.
And I think it's supposed to sound like the Chris
yeah.
Brown
Yeah, I mean,
song,
it's a song that's it's a now song.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
is a now song, so.
It does what Snoop said.
But that's dope, though. What I think is dope about the song is Janae's on now.
Yep. And Omarion, yeah, Janae sounds great on it.
Omarion and Janae came up together. You know what I'm saying?
That's his brother's baby mama.
Yeah, so I thought that was pretty dope. I was like, it's good to see them
now. I got you know what. Hey, my friend, that shit goes hard when you're driving in the car. I'm sorry.
Well, let's move on to the next. Let's move from Chris Brown to Chris Brown uncle. We got Usher.
Usher baby.
Usher baby. With his new, I'm loving the signature that he be stamping on everything now. Usher baby. But the song's called Clueless. Let's take a listen.
Everything else. I'm clueless, stupid, foolish. For everything else, I'm clueless, stupid, foolish. For everything else, I'm clueless, stupid, foolish. For everything I else, for everything I else but you. All of these thoughts, they just follow me to my sleep. Knocking me out my bed, taking away my heat. Oh, yeah. Running here, running in circles, trying to get to your heart. I didn't know it'd be this far, farther than I've ever gone for you. And I don't care, baby, I'm all in.
Usher, Clueless.
Damn, no beat was going to drop or nothing? I'm sitting here anticipating the damn beat drop. I'm sorry.
That's probably the most honest.
I keep going like this, like, when is shit going to drop?
Where's the beat? The beat doesn't always have to drop.
The beat has to drop.
We're the beat.
We're the beat? Ah! But
You know, I was sitting here thinking, I feel like Usher is the male Aaliyah. In the sense of, no matter what, when Usher comes out with a song, it's always somewhat gonna pop. And people, I feel like even if Usher wasn't here, his music would carry on as the, almost in the same vein of Aaliyah's music.
Most of his music, most recently, the I Don't Mind record that's playing right now, that's probably his biggest, because what was the song that came out before this I Don't Mind record?
Nicki Minaj?
No, the Kiss one.
Yes, Good Kisser. Good Kisser. Mm-hmm. It didn't do so well. Mm-hmm. It didn't do so well, and I like
it. But I think he should have came out with that a year, like when Robin Thicke was out with his little song,
the Blurred Line. Mm-hmm.
That's when that sound was out. Mm-hmm. So he kind of came after. It's like, okay, people been doing this, Usher. Like, calm down, we get it.
Yeah,
but the song was dope as hell. It was sexy. It had, you know, he gave good performance to that performance.
Yeah, I'm okay on this Clueless one.
Yes,
all right.
I'm gonna have to listen to it because I have to hear the beat drop. I feel incomplete.
All right, so this next one is a very interesting.
Yeah, mix. I was looking at this. I don't think I've heard this one.
It's on the new Hunger Games soundtrack, which that shocked me more than actually listening to the song.
Yeah.
It's called Meltdowns by Strawme, Lord, Pusha T, Q-Tip, and Haim. All right, let's take a listen. It's called Meltdown. Lord,
meet King Push.
I love him. I choked him before.
Oh. Ooh. Life is like a costume party. This is definitely a Strawme sound. Let's hide the hurt in a Molly. We all trying to be somebody else. You can't hide your tears and wealth when your heart knows you hate yourself. It's all pain we felt, just the way that the cards been dealt.
How y'all liking that?
Okay, I think I could definitely continue to vibe with that.
It's something different.
Super different.
I super support LA artists. Haim is LA, so
yes,
I'm gonna vibe with it just because. And they're dope as fuck. Too.
Young LA,
dope as fuck.
Yeah, they dope.
Young California.
Haim is definitely dope as fuck, man. Those three girls. They're all sisters. They all each play an instrument. They all sing. They got the bass, the guitar, the drums, the, I don't know, piano. They're very talented.
I'm gonna look them up.
Yeah, they're
and it's like R&B harmonies. Like their music is like, it almost sounds like it's like they sing like it's soul music, but it's not
because it's
like
indie weird. Alternative.
Yeah,
But they do have that R&B soul to it, so they're super dope.
Okay, so what up, ladies?
And just shout out that they got on this movie so big and such a huge platform, and you got Pusha T
doing the girl hair too.
Oh yeah,
Bougie did.
Oh honey, my client was on a red carpet. Hey. I did Meta Golding. Shout out to Meta Golding. Okay. She is the one with the spike teeth and Brari or whatever they call her. She's the one with the spike teeth in the movie. She said they're not going to really show her on Mark and J1. They're going to show her more on Mark and J2 because she's the last of the careers that's left.
Oh, wow.
The ones that's, trying to kill them.
Talking Chinese.
So you're going to do her hair again?
I just did it for red carpet yesterday.
Oh, okay. You got to do it again for the part two premiere.
She's going to have me. She absolutely loved the hair. She got rave reviews. People was definitely blogging about it. She had a... I call it a messy couture.
Oh, I want to see the photo.
Okay, my phone is here.
Okay, we'll do that after the show. Sorry,
but she killed the red carpet. Everyone loved it. They blogged about her.
Oh, dope.
So. About one last thing about this track, Lord. Not the Lord.
I love her. I love her.
Because I was like, audience listeners were like, wait, where are we going? no, Lord. All right. I was rocking with Lord until I heard her do, and I refused to play it on the show. Y'all can YouTube it. Don't Tell Him Remix.
Don't tell them. What?
Girl, I will not tell them.
I will not tell them or show them.
Right,
she doesn't have a voice for
I haven't
that.
Seen that. Yeah. I haven't heard that,
so
actually.
She kind of turned me off with this song, but I'm not going to let that affect me because she sounded good on this one. All right, moving on. Problem with Lil Jon. Support that movement.
What?
Andale. Let's take a listen. I do not support the album picture, though.
Why? I support it.
Kelly L. Beats. Hi.
Oh. See, this is the shit I like.
Yep.
You like that ghetto shit.
Yes, I do. I'm from fucking Queens. What?
This is when I sit on someone's face to this song. Huh?
Sorry. You know they can hear us. See?
That reminds me of Rough Riders Down Bottom.
Oh, yeah. Ladies, run this up.
Problem, Lil Jon.
I'm loving this whole because DJ Mustard had the Vato song.
Yep.
Problem had the Andale song. Genesis has the I'm in love with the coco.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean? Shouts out to all the cholos in LA. They know what they're doing.
Yep.
You feel me? Yeah. That's all I'm gonna say. They know what runs the city. Smart mark for sure.
True.
So Andale, problem. Go for it.
And smart little
John. That's my homie too. So Problem's my homie from since day one. So
we should get him on here.
Yeah, whenever you guys want to.
I've been trying to get him on here.
Make the call, Jesse.
You know, I'd be like, girl, what's wrong? Man ain't shit. Girl, what's wrong? My man ain't shit. Right? So why you won't leave him? Because, bitch, dick too bomb.
Oh! All
right. So final song.
I'll make the call for you.
I'm obsessed with this.
See, wait, pause. We got to pause for a second. This is what happens when you have boss bitches in the building. You feel me? All she got to do is pick up the big phone.
Her clutch.
And send out a text message because that's just what she does.
Boom. The voice of LA, people. That's why she does what she does.
The voice of LA.
I'll make this happen for you guys to come through.
That'll be so freaking awesome.
That's all love. And we're going to show this final last artist love because.
Tell them you got to keep your shirt open, though.
We've been talking about Nicki Minaj and the singles that she's been releasing.
Right.
And some people feel like she's been watering down the singles. I feel like, Nicki, this is the song you should have came out with, period, at the beginning. It's with Skylar Grey, Nicki Minaj. The song is called Bed of Lies. It has this... And I'm starting to hear this with a lot of hip-hop. They're bringing this country twang into it.
Oh, let's take a look.
Take a listen.
Yeah.
And apparently it's about her and Safari.
I'm glad she's not with him.
Mm-hmm.
kill me already.
You gotta play the beat. Right?
It's gonna drop.
You could never make eye contact. Everything you got was based off of my contact. You a fraud, but I'ma remain icon stat. Balenciaga's on my boots with a python strap. You was caught up in the rush and you was caught up in the thrill of it. You was with me way before I hit the quarter.
Nicki Minaj, Skylar Grey, Bed of Lies. You gotta listen to the full song because the emotions brought in the song. I'm listening like Pills and Potions was cute, but this is the better version.
Isn't this the one that she performed on the MTV show?
She did like a little snippet of
it, and you can hear the words. Yo, I'm saying like he's dude from Queens. You feel me? Queens niggas always like the front. No, for real.
Really?
Okay. They pretty niggas.
Uh huh.
They pretty dudes. Okay. You feel me?
So what do you think happened there?
I honestly don't know.
Since you know like men from Queens, what was he doing?
I think he was flossing. I'm gonna keep it 100 with you. One day I was driving down Hollywood Boulevard, the motherfucker was in a convertible Phantom, like with no top, the big Rolls Royce, big joint, blasting music. Somebody jumps out of a car and put a camera in his face. He start rapping in the camera. The guy jumps back in the car. He got mad.
That's wild,
chains
too.
On. I'm like, yo, you are corny.
Who drives on Hollywood Boulevard
in a fucking convertible Rolls Royce looking
that's
nuts?
How you know, that's how you know they're flossing.
I mean, there's been rumors in the industry, you know, that he has written a lot of stuff for her, you know, because he's a rapper himself.
Which so, I would believe that.
Whatever it is,
not getting that coin.
I kind of did like them together, though.
I did too. Honestly, that to me, someone because Nicki gets this rap in the industry of being a bitch and all this, but it's like she fucks with this dude. And he fucks with her, and they've been together through all of that. I just feel like, I just believe in conspiracy theories. I feel like this is a part of the story.
There's a bigger story behind
and
all
that. I hope that they get back together, and I hope they work out whatever, because I really
tattoo.
Like them.
I know. That is a shot in. I would have been like, motherfucker, you covered me on your chest?
Right, better lies. You're now, bitch, that's all you're going to know.
Right, you're the one who put the nail in the coffin, not me, when you covered me up, motherfucker. Ooh. If this was going to be temporary, you have no business going to get inked up and covering my face. Ooh, so I have a problem with
damn.
That. Zam Zaddy, at the end of the day, I think he was just flossing too much. I think he was spending
money.
Think he
was like an opportunist?
I think he was an opportunist. Yeah, Absolutely, he was an opportunist. He wanted to be in every picture. He wanted to be on a stage. I think he's an opportunist. I think Nicki has grown tremendously. And I think at the end of the day, you can't take everybody on your next level. So God bless him. God bless the relationship they have. Hopefully they do get back together because you know women's
in
are with our heart.
In a positive light.
In a positive light because you know women with our hearts. We don't really completely let go. But I pray that, you know, she's happy and...
Nicki, read Yessie's book when it comes out.
Right, read Yessie's book. A whole bunch of women quarreling. But I think at the end of the day, I think as long as she's happy, and I love the person she's become.
Yeah.
I think she looks absolutely stunning.
She's grown.
She's grown a lot.
I think the song, I would have liked the song more if it would have been like a first single. But now it's like she's throwing a single out, trying to see if
it's too many singles she's putting
and
out.
And no album. And it's like... I don't even want to hear it anymore.
Well, I fucks with that Only record.
Yep.
With Wayne and Drake on it and everything. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how the Pink Print comes out.
Album cover is dope for the Pink Print. I like that. It's sexy. All right. Well, yeah, see, so we got a book. We got the Latina magazine coming out. We got Young California.
Yeah.
Power 106.
Right. Loving hip hop.
Loving hip hop. Where can all your fans follow you?
Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, at Yessie Ortiz.
And Snapchat.
Right. I just got it. Hey, Yessie Ortiz. Because Yessie Ortiz was taken. Somebody has Yessie Ortiz. So I just put, hey, Yessie Ortiz.
Who trying to be her?
On Snapchat.
All right. And we want to thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at BHL Online on Twitter and on Instagram. It's at TheBeatTV. You guys can hit me up at DJ Jesse J.
Hey, you can find me on Instagram, Queen Wink, WINK. You already know.
Queen Wink.
You can find me on Instagram at Queen Wink,
WINK. He's always picking. Sean Allen ____.
There y'all have it. Make sure you guys hit us up. Until next week, same time, same place. Oh, no. Sorry. Happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
Oh, peace. Happy Thanksgiving. You know what I came to do.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.